know, when you go out and visit somebody on the farm and you ask about a stray dog out there and they say that's the one that just kind of hangs around. So that's what I think of, but I'm just hanging around. So I must confess, several times I've had a dream that I stepped to the pulpit without notes and suddenly it's gone. I came down from the sound booth and my Bible is missing. I come running to the seat, it's gone. So ran to the office, got the second Bible, and printed notes, and I'm back and ready to go. So if you find a black Bible, you can open it up and follow right along with me, okay? Philippians chapter number 1. Did you take all the water? Okay. You found it. Follow right along. All right. Philippians chapter number 1, very similar to what Brother Buddy spoke on just a minute ago. It might be because I looked on his notes before I wrote mine or vice versa. We do share an office, but this is what I know God has for us tonight. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you always, in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I find this passage quite intriguing to me in thinking about the circumstances under which Paul writes to the church at Philippi as he's sitting in prison, and he's writing to them and reflecting upon the time that Paul sent there in Philippi. And when you do a study, especially of Acts chapter number 16, you see that maybe Paul's memories of his time in Philippi aren't the most pleasant of memories. It was there after seeing a demon-possessed girl converted that he is brought before him and Silas, or brought before the magistrate, and they're accused of taking away the way that they could profit from this young girl that would do soothsaying. She would cast out, she would come out and basically be a fortune teller. And now that she's saved, of course, she doesn't have that evil spirit within her. And they're thrown into jail after being beaten with stripes. And that's the first time that Paul was beaten with stripes. He had been stoned once before in Iconium, but now he's been beaten and imprisoned for the first time. And looking back on this, and I think about this, a lot of times in our lives we face something and we go through something that's not very pleasant, and oftentimes we kind of just want to block it out. It's an area that we don't want to think about. It's an area that maybe we don't want to give consideration to. And I'm admired here in thinking of Paul, and that's not the case at all when it comes to the church of Philippi. That's not his mindset at all. It's not a church that he chose to maybe not write a letter to. In fact, God chose to use this letter to write to him. And if you read through the four chapters of Philippians, you'll find the word joy or rejoice 16 times, by far the most of any letter that Paul wrote. And to me, I see that, and I think that, you know, even in the most difficult of circumstances of 2018, we can look back and still rejoice. We can look back and still have joy, knowing that God is doing something and that God is in control. And I believe that's exactly what's happening here with Paul. And I believe we can see his heart and his mindset through this. First of all, in verse number 3, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. I believe Paul could have joy even through that most difficult circumstance that he experienced in Philippi because of thankfulness. He could look back on that and certainly be thankful for the time and what took place there. I'll tell you tonight, there's always something to be thankful for. In every situation, no matter what's happened within the last year or what may take place in the next year, there's always something to be grateful for. And Paul, although he was beaten and in prison, he saw great fruit there. A church was started, many converts. We're talking about Lydia was saved there, the demon-possessed girl, the Philippian jailer. A church was started in Philippi, and he could look back on this knowing that God used him to have an impact on many, and this church was continuing to be a blessing to him. As he sits here in prison and thinking about then, they had sent Epaphroditus, who's mentioned in chapter number 2, to bring gifts and to kind of minister to him. You see, the relationship between Philippi and Paul had been broken because of his imprisonment, they not knowing exactly what's going on. So it was about a 2-year break between their conversation with each other. They find out where he's at. They send Epaphroditus to go and minister to him. And this is something they just stopping and thinking about and saying, you know, I'm thankful for those people in Philippi. I'm thankful for what God did and how God used me there. And we can find something to be thankful for in every situation. In Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Or in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We have to remind ourselves what we have to be thankful for. And Paul certainly did that as he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Paul says, when I think about Philippi, I don't think about my time in prison. I think about the souls that were saved. I think about the good things that took place there. And I'm telling you, when we look back on some difficult times in our lives, let's not focus on the bad and what took place. Let's focus on how God used it, or the prayers that were answered, or the way that God worked in such a way that only we could describe it as God. We look at that and understand that as we look back in remembrance. It's easy to be reminded of the bad. You know, I'm going to confess, I know people won't love this, but I'm a Notre Dame football fan. And it's fresh on my mind, a 30-3 face kicking that they got yesterday. But the human nature of me wants to focus on that. But I can't forget, they went 12-0. They went undefeated. They made the Final Four. That's something that I can look back as a fan on and be grateful for. But our human nature is to look at the negative, to look at the bad. But instead, just as Paul was, let's choose to be reminded of the good. He says, in every remembrance of you, he's talking about the deacons within the church. He's talking about the people within that church that he led to Christ. Choose instead to be reminded of the good. Quickly, I see in verse number 4, a joy. He could have joy in these circumstances through prayer. We won't spend a lot of time on this. Hopefully you were in Sunday school this morning. We talked about the priesthood of believers. And we as a priest can go before the very presence of God because of the great high priest, Jesus Christ himself. And Paul talks about this in verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. Paul says, I look back on this and I pray. And as I pray and think about what took place there and take these things before God, it produces joy in my life. And we look at the circumstances we're going through and the things that we're facing. And even as Brother Buddy said, we can take those burdens to him. We can come to God and we can make that a regular habit and bring those things before him. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. And really what convicted me even in studying Sunday school is just the great and incredible privilege and responsibility to enter into the Holy of Holies and talk to an almighty God. I don't have to have a go-between anymore because I have the one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And it's an incredible privilege to take those things to God in prayer. And that's something that I know, no doubt, that we see that he had joy through these circumstances because of his ability to pray about everything that took place. But in verse number 5, something that as he reflected upon is this. He says, going and continuing, he's talking about what he's thankful for and what he's remembering. He says in verse 5, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He's thinking about the time he was there and the fellowship he had with that church at Philippi. And now he's got a little piece of that with Epaphroditus here with Paul as he's in prison. And he's experiencing that fellowship on behalf of that church once again. And it's something that's connected with. And as he thinks about that, it's another thing that he can have joy because of. Something that we ought to be thankful for is the fellowship that we receive through a local called out assembly. It's something you can't get at home. It's something you can't find on a TV church or a televangelist. It's something that God has given to us through his church, is the ability to have fellowship with one another and the encouragement that comes with it. And I'm telling you that what's great is we can bear one another's burdens as we go through any problem or any trial that we face. Something that Paul is dealing with and something they're going through. Even Paul himself being in prison, he can have this joy through the fellowship and this connection he has with the church at Philippi. And the great thing is this, the common bond between us all is the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't find anything else in common. I'll tell you this, if you're saved, we have the Lord Jesus Christ in common. And we have that fellowship around the things of God and the things of his word. And the last thing is this, as we look at this and verse number 6, I believe that he could have joy in the most difficult of circumstances through faith. Verse number 6, I love what Paul says to them in the church of Philippi. He says this, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He says, I'm confident that God has got it under control. That whatever's going on, whatever circumstance we're dealing with, that we're looking back on maybe in 2018, or that might pop up in 2019, we can have joy through faith and knowing God is in control. Here's Paul sitting in prison. He's never going to see freedom again. He's going to die for his faith. And he says, I'm confident that God's in control. I'm confident that God knows what he's doing. I'm confident that what he started, he's going to finish. And he's encouraging that church at Philippi with that as well. And I want to encourage you with that tonight, that God is in control. And God cannot ever and never will and never has let me down. Confidence, that confidence, he says, I can be confident. That confidence comes from knowledge of God and his word and past experiences. That's what Paul is speaking of here as well. And as we know God and we know his word and we continue to see him working in our lives, it's only going to grow the confidence that we have in him, knowing that God is in control. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's the author, he's the finisher. God's working it all for good. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So tonight, even in the most difficult of circumstances of 2018 or what may arise in the year to come, you can find joy. You can find joy, just like Paul. You can find joy in being thankful and dwelling on the good. You can find joy in praying and thinking of others, not just yourself. You can find joy through fellowship, through Christ's church, and not just any fellowship, Christ-centered fellowship. And lastly, you can find joy through faith that God is in control and working in your life. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the encouragement here we see of Paul giving to the church at Philippi, looking back on a circumstance that was not a bright spot in his life, Lord, a time where he was beaten and thrown into prison. And Father, we know that he experienced joy. And Father, I pray that you'd help us as whatever we look back on in 2018 or whatever may arise in 2019, we can rejoice, Lord, by being thankful for the good things you've done through it, Lord, by praying to you, by staying connected with your church, and Father, by ultimately having faith that you're in control. Father, I pray that you bless the rest of this night. And bless the year coming forth, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.